California lawmakers rejected a proposal aimed at cracking down on how some of the nation's largest utilities spend customers' money. California's investor-owned utilities can't use money from customers to pay for things like advertising their brand or lobbying for legislation. Instead, they're supposed to use money from private investors to pay for those things. Consumer groups say utilities are finding ways around those rules. They accuse them of using money from customers to fund trade groups that lobby legislators and for TV ads disguised as public service announcements, including some recent ads by Pacific Gas and Electric. Federal regulators enacted a nationwide ban on new non-compete agreements, which keeps millions of Americans, from minimum wage earners to CEOs, from changing jobs within their industries. The FTC voted 3-2 to approve the new rule, which will ban non-competes for all workers when the regulations take effect in 120 days. For senior executives, existing non-competes can remain in force. For all other employees, existing non-competes are not enforceable. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. One of the brothers allegedly responsible for a 2023 crime spree before being shot by Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies could see the attempted murder charge dropped from his criminal complaint. Eureka Times Standard reporting on Tuesday, Brandon Windmark's attorney argued before a judge that, given only one police officer out of the four who testified said he saw her client in a firing stance, weapon pointed at another officer, the attempted murder charge should in fact be dropped. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.